Good morning and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. Today we're going to revisit the parables that we started this week. Tomorrow we will be talking about worship, but I want to gather up some thoughts from the last several days before we go any further. It's important that we have our bearings, you know. Jesus has given us a lot of images to help us understand the nature of the kingdom. These last 4 days that we've went over these several parables this week, it's given us 4 important pictures and show us how we need to see ourselves and act as a result. For example, the parable of the lost sheep reminds us that God knows exactly where we are and that we stray, and we all do. He cares too much to let us stay lost. He always finds his own and celebrates the discovery. The parable of the lost coin, another example, reminds us that we are valuable to God. I have found that most of the time in prayer, when we will quiet ourselves long enough to listen, he always wants to speak to us about how valuable we are to him. He made us and he loves us. We are always close to his heart. He loves you. The parable of the sower also offers a lot of help and reminds us what kinds of conditions are suitable for the seeds of God's truth to thrive in our hearts. If we have hardness in our hearts of any kind, that's something we need to address with God right away. He can help us break up those rough patches and soften us with grace, but we need to invite him to do so. We also have to be intentional about prioritizing what is first in our lives, God. The busy schedule, the packaged agenda, the financial worries, the frustrations about work and family all can take our eyes off Jesus, and suddenly we're relying totally on ourselves to get it together and make it happen. That's a recipe for disaster. As we go forward to look at God first in life, let's keep in the front of our minds these 4 things. God knows exactly where we are, 1. 2, he values each one of us. 3, we need to get his help to remove the obstacles to grow in our lives. And 4, if we are going to put the kingdom first, we have to listen to the call of God first. Not all the other competing voices in our world. These are the foundational insights for our journey together. Let us pray. Jesus, I'm seeking first the kingdom. We all are seeking first the kingdom, Lord. Your kingdom. Your best for our lives. Thank you for your love and thank you for valuing us so much that you gave your life for us. We give you our heart, not one blocked up by the rocks of bitterness or selfishness, but a heart cleansed by your love. Finally, enable us to prioritize this journey. Help us to keep the right order so we don't lose sight of you or start relying on ourselves. This journey matters too much for anything to take us off the path. In your precious name, amen. Our action for today is really simple, but hugely important. Revisit the daily inspirations for the last couple days and ponder and meditate about what God has shown you so far. Celebrate every new glimpse of his grace and every fresh insight into his love for you. Thanks for tuning in. Have a blessed day. In Jesus' name.